Have a time maybe to take a little bit of a pause in that, you know, you guys in training camp, right, very excited, very optimistic, thought very highly of your chances, and it's proven out.
Right.
There were a lot of people that didn't. What did they miss that you guys knew that we didn't know?
We've in this locker room, it's just really truly a family. Whether it's offensive guys or defensive guys, everybody hangs out with everybody. You know what I mean? You can do all the numbers and say all about all these big names on other teams, and I mean, that doesn't matter. As long as you have unity on the team and guys are really a brotherhood and really playing for one another, all the other stuff, it doesn't matter.
And Doug used the word love. I mean, he said it multiple times to you guys in the locker room after wins, and he said, I've never seen it like that. Is that really what it is?
Definitely. And I think you kind of got a mister at after the Carolina game. You know what I mean? We had the videos going around. You had LeGarrette over there with the DBs dancing with us. You know what I mean? You don't really see that on a lot of teams. You know what I mean? Offensive guys bonding with defensive guys. You had Carson was over there with the linebackers. You know what I mean? You had Kels over there, you know, hanging out with Fletch and them. So I think it's just an equal, you know, love between everybody. And like I said, it's just a really, truly a brotherhood. It's not nothing where you just be like, oh, we're just a brotherhood just because we're a team. Like, that's really the feeling that's locker room.
And then final question for me, Doug, how much does he have to do with that? And maybe were there things that people missed about Doug and what he brought to this locker room and his success?
Yeah, I think also, the expectations are just high here in Philly, you know, especially coming out of last year. You know, Coach Doug being a first-year coach, and then we have Carson being a rookie quarterback at the same time. But he played the game. I think that's the part that people miss. You know, I mean, he's a player's coach. He understands us. We have a unity council with all the couple leaders on the group that go upstairs and talk to him at least once or twice a week. You know, tell him how the team's feeling. You know, if our numbers are high at practice, you know, he may back down a little bit. If we're low, you know what I mean, he's gonna pick up the intensity. But he knows how to keep us at that medium. So for sure, when game time comes, everybody's fresh and ready to go.
Cool.